proud display of political affiliations. The polls open on October 10th for Iraq's parliamentary election. 423 candidates are competing for 34 seats in government here in Nineveh province. But across the province, the turnout might not be what the candidates are hoping for. The provincial capital is Mosul, a predominantly Sunni Muslim city. There's a lot of anger and frustration directed at the government in Baghdad, who they accuse of forgetting about them because they are Sunni. So much so that many are calling for a boycott of the vote.
What's voting going to change? Nothing. The same people will be in charge after as they were before.
Mahmoud Izo is a professor at the College of Political Science at Mosul University.
There are many calls for a boycott. The first is from the people frustrated with the old parties who have controlled parliament since 2005. The second is the failure of the government to compensate those who have lost homes, businesses, and lives, particularly in the old city.
The old city of Mosul was devastated in the fight against ISIL. The group had declared it the capital of its territory. People have been slowly returning in small numbers, but most still live in displacement camps like this. This camp is home to about 5,000 people. Of that, about 2,000 are eligible to vote. However, only 700 people have actually received voting cards. Now, what the Iraqi federal government has said, if those people want to vote, they have to go back to their homes. But their homes are in places like the old city of Mosul or in Sinjar, some of the most destroyed places within Iraq itself. Now, they have nothing to go back to. There's no homes that they can return to, so they stay in this camp. And what the camp management have said is actually the people they want, the Iraqi federal government wants to return back to their homes, are actually some of Iraq's most vulnerable. Similar numbers are repeated across displacement camps housing Iraqis. They are, in effect, refugees in their own country. It's not known just how many people won't be able to vote, but it's clear that people are voicing their frustration with the government loudly. And whether it's the boycott the vote movement or people's inability to vote, both are likely to have an impact on the polls.